Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, an international
call. Interface complete.
I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio, Mr. Earl. You got to call me back about an hour.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right. Okay.
All right. Fuck, call on the goddamn bat line. Shouts out to Mr. Motherfucking Earl, though. All right, bitches. Y'all already know what the fuck time it is. Oh, let me get my goddamn porn music up for this motherfucker, man. I'm back up in this goddamn building. Shit. Got to send a first thank you, Lord, you know what I'm saying, for bringing a brother back, you know what I'm saying, to this planet Earthesis right here. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, your boy's back on the motherfucking Starship Smelly Pride. I took a little hiatus, you know what I'm saying, in Las Vegas, where the official BTR host reunion of 2009, a.k.a. BTR Gone the Fuck Wild, as went down, people. Yes, from November 5th through the 9th, we talked about it, walked the motherfucking walk, talked the talk. Shit. We even met somebody. Oh, no, I almost said that. No, they didn't show up. Stalkers didn't show up. Man, but listen, people, today's show, hell, fuck all the rest of the week. Shit, we going to be talking about this bitch like the like Michael Jackson's death, goddammit, or the Obama inauguration. Shit, we talking about this motherfucker on month long, because this is the hottest shit. I got to send first off a middle finger to all you motherfucking haters out there who, you know what I'm saying, you know, talking about the motherfucking trip was over, ain't nobody going to show up, or thank you bitches for not showing up. All you fucking haters out there that hated on the idea of putting this shit together and didn't want to support it, you can ride on this virtual finger, because you know what I'm saying, we had the best fucking time in the world with complete strangers that we all know. You feel me? And that's the only way I can put it. You know what I'm saying? It's complete strangers we all know. And nobody played no fucking slots. Well, my bad. Shouts out to Goofy Bone for teaching the motherfucker the in and out of going to the casino. Let me hold up before I tell y'all some secrets and shit and break this thing down. You know what I'm saying? It's going now. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Much love and respect, because Miss PC held it down for us while I was up there. You know what I'm saying? Keeping in contact here and there. You know? And big ups my motherfucking dog, Aunt Dog. You know what I'm saying? Killsborough motherfucking County Records. You know, gave your boy a ride home, kind of stuck at the motherfucking airport. Cause bitches, I went down there to not come back with no cash, goddammit. I mean, no cash. Man, I don't even know how to check my bag in. Shit, I had like $18 on my debit card, and it was $25, you know what I'm saying, to check your bag. But you know, the Lord went on here and sent that thing on through, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't going to let my shit sit back. And that's what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Here chilling, man. November 5th, you know what I'm saying, I ended up popping in there. That was Thursday. I popped in there on Friday. You know what I'm saying, big ups to my moms and shit, you know what I'm saying, because I had a little, I almost didn't make it, boy. Really almost didn't make it, you know what I'm saying. You know, people be putting things in your way to try to really deter you, and if you let them deter you, well, then fuck it, you're just going to be deterred, you know what I'm saying, going to be like detergent, and that's washed away, you know. But, yeah, we made it, man. And when I touched down, oh, man, shouts out to IB, the fucking wise one. IB, the wife. IB, the son. And IB, the daughter. You know what I'm saying? That's his whole fam. Shouts out to Jersey the King. You know what I'm saying? Met that brother live in person. You know what I'm saying? That was a straight experience. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? At least meeting somebody who we, meeting artists we support. And also ran into Miss Mo Blue. You know what I'm saying? She was up in there. Shouts out to Miss Mo Blue. Kind of sick for the weekend, but she was there. But one of our biggest supporters and hangouts, you know what I'm saying? Other day, and I got to upload his motherfucking music. And big shouts out to motherfucking Six Figures. And just to let you know, homie, I dropped some of your motherfucking music off in Philly. So somebody in Philly got your music, along with Goofy Bone. And then when I was waiting on the motherfucking, my homeboy Ant Dog come pick me up, and he'll be a test of that, you know what I'm saying? I shot your album to some cute white girl that was waiting on a ride and shit. You know, I threw him a number, too, you know what I'm saying? You know, I am business, but shit, we can get pleasure up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, that's how we do it. And my dog Ant Dog got a copy. You know what I'm saying? He got the first official copy right here in Tampa, fucking Florida, y'all. He has the official Six Figures mixtape, Volume 1, and he has the motherfucking In the Beginning, Goofy Bone, Straight Loaf Records on. You know what I'm saying? He has the official album and the $2 holler. Goddamn it, fucking right. We starting the $2 holler. This is a movement. You know what I'm saying? If the FMAM ain't going to motherfucker give us no love, then we going to motherfucker smash it on the streets and take it to a whole nother level. So $2 holler, you know what I'm saying, is down here in Tampa Bay, Florida. It is now in motherfucking San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? We is pumping this shit up super duper hard, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was real, man. So big up Six Figures, you know what I'm saying, showing much love down there and shit. Big up I Be the Wise One and fam, and Kay and Kareem. Now, you know, I'm actually separating everybody because I can talk about each subject like a motherfucking 2 hour or two by itself, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't going to do that, but because that's how much fun we had. Oh, shots out net to net. Girl, you going to have your ass on this next fucking trip. Shit, the hell's going down. All right, y'all. BTR got down. Well, we don't know what the fuck we gonna call it, cause bitches call attitudes for us using their little motherfucking initials and shit. Even though we seen John C. Sweet and we got video of this motherfucking Fly Lady, you know what I'm saying? We got exclusive footage, people, that y'all will never see, only live right here. So the DVD, BTR Gone Wild 2009 DVD, will be coming soon. My dog Goofy Bone is putting the first half of that together, and I'm going to do the final editing on it, you know what I'm saying, so we can put all that together. You will not get a couple of clips. Yeah. We got to sit down with the personnel, all the personnel that went on the trip, and discuss the after clips, you know, to see if we can put some after shots. We have to blur some of the shots. In order to put them on, you know what I'm saying? But, that's all I can tell you, people. It would pass exclusive, not exclusive, pass exclusive. And right now I'm putting some shit on YouTube. I'm trying to upload it right now, a couple of clips so people can see some video and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all check out the YouTube. Let me see. Yeah, y'all put your orders in, $5 for the DVD, you know what I'm saying, PayPal, shipping and handling, whatever. Because I'm telling you, this is going to be something not worth having. This is going to be something worth, cherishing beyond cherishing, you know what I'm saying? You're going to really you're going to kind of feel bad if you didn't go. But then you're going to feel good, you know what I'm saying, to be like, damn, somebody at least took the time out, you know what I'm saying, took some video. We took hella video, hella pictures. You know what I'm saying? And bringing experience back for you. You know what I'm saying? Which is what real motherfucking radio hosts do. And we smash motherfucking indie artists all the way across goddamn Las Vegas. Me and motherfucking Goofy Bone hit the fucking strip. You know what I'm saying? With the same music that Ant Dog got. You know what I'm saying? We was on the goddamn strip pushing that same shit. So Miss Janu was represented. Rod Beasy was represented. Six Figures was represented. Fucking Miss Mo Blue was represented. Red Shades was represented. We was pushing two mixtapes. I was pushing my own mixtapes, and I had 50 tracks of nothing but hot indie shit. And then he had his own mixtape that he was pushing with. So, I mean, we out here pushing over 100 indie artists, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to really see the love in that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? We real motherfucking hoes. But I do want to get back to Kay. with her extra wild ass, and I don't know who the fuck thought she looked like Fat Beyonce or anywhere along them lines, because shit, I just didn't come down there for that. But Ms. K was about to get the business. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes. I don't know who listened to the archive. But that's real. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to, you know, Ms. K. Yeah, I'm going to drop the link in just a second. Yeah, shouts out to Miss Jody out there. You know what I'm saying? My dog, Tony and Jody out there holding it down, you know, for the Killsborough County Records. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to a little, my little homegirl, Dora the Explorer. Big ups to little Dora the Explorer. Well, she ain't little no more, but, you know. And that's real, man. But we had like past the best time, man. And if you ever been scared to get the fuck out your box, just let us be, you know what I'm saying? Let us be your influence, you know what I'm saying? Let us be, you know, the next time, like, damn, well, these motherfuckers did do it. And we got the video to prove it, you know what I'm saying? So fuck all the give us at least the benefit of the doubt. It's been talks in the air about us having that motherfucker down here in Florida. We have it in Florida, y'all. I'm telling you, your ass has missed that one. You come to my hometown, shit. You better ask Miss Tasha Triple X. Miss Tasha came all the way from fucking Australia, Perth, Australia. She went to Cali. She done been to Cali. She done been to L.A. She done been to New York, Connecticut, Virginia, and Tampa, goddamn Florida. You know what I'm saying? She came down here and kicked it with me. I know, y'all look in the archives. You know what I'm saying? Look at the episode where we was at the Starbucks. And we was out, you know what I'm saying, smoking and toking, chilling at the motherfucking Starbucks. Yeah, and I brought her through the hood. Yeah, you come. We all going to hang out in the hood. You know what I'm saying? In my motherfucking hood with the people. And that's what I do. I keep it real, man. I don't play that white folk shit. I can't take you to Ybor City because I don't hang there. So I can only take you to where the white folks that hang with me are at. And them the ones that smoking. So the other white folks, they getting drunk and getting tore up, and I can't hang with them. So I got my homeboy Bobby Treacherous. Shots out Bobby Treacherous, you know, who got that motherfucking thing. You know, I will get at the white folks. Y'all got the best fucking pressure, the goddamn smoke. Shots out to fucking Pedro for the first bag, but you whooped us on the second bag, you motherfucker, you. But, you know, we real smokers. So, bitch, we know that shit. You know what I'm saying? But big ups my dog Goofy Bone. Yeah, we fucking around. My dog bought a goddamn bag of, I guess it was perp. The shit smelled gooder than a bitch, but yeah, no. $120, like I told Goofy. Shit, I would only fire up one blunt with you motherfuckers. If nobody ain't put in on this here, shit, thanks for buying it, bitches. But that's pretty much it. I'm gone. I ain't got nothing to do with no crab. Bitch, I ain't got $120 just to be burning up with motherfuckers who ain't trying to put in on this, man. Huh? And that shit, yeah, that shit happened. But, and hell no, I ain't fuck Tasha. But people, I do have a fucking tattoo of Miss Tasha on my chest. Yes, I did. Yeah, I don't fuck my co-host. No. That's my co-host, people. This is business. I guess y'all don't be listening to Goofy Bone. When we have a strict fucking policy against sleeping with your coworkers, it's a strict policy against that, people. All right, so no, that did not go down. But you know what I'm saying? We did. We got some exclusive videos, so don't fucking worry about that. We got a motherfucking video. But, yeah, shouts out to them old punk-ass motherfucking crabs, man, because that shit was kind of fucked up. You niggas tried to show us some love, but then you turned right back and pissed in our mouths and shit, you know what I'm saying, by taking out a nigga bag. But, you know, it's all good, homie. We will be back up to that motherfucker. We will cross paths. And, when we cross paths, you already know, nigga, I'm going to come up to you and told you whoop us. And if you don't like it, I'm going to tell you straight to your face, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, real. Let me go ahead and beam somebody up on this mofo flipper here. Y'all hold on, people. You know what I'm saying? It just looked like somebody who I was drunk, and good thing I ain't got no woman, Because a fucking bitch at the goddamn tattoo fucking parlor going to tell me the shit only lasts 5 hours. People, I got the fucking tat Friday. The shit is still on me. Look like it is fresh and shit. But fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I rep. That's how I rep my co-host, goddamn it. So, Miss Tasha Triple Legs. How long, y'all? Let me just go ahead and beam off in here. Let's see what's really going on. 562. Y'all already know we hailing out of motherfucking Australia.
Hi, Smelly.
Damn, girl. Wake the hell up. What kind of shit is that? We all gone now. Wake the hell up.
I had a cook this morning.
God damn. All right, people, listen. The hardest partier of the weekend award goes to Miss Tasha Triple X. All right, she has came in. Let me plug my webcam up. Hold on, I'm gonna play a song. So I can plug my webcam up, and we're gonna go live on Tiny Chat so everybody see this fucking tattoo that y'all don't think I got on me and shit. But fucking right, I'm fucking. It's on. It's pictures and video. Goddamn it.
It's awesome.
Oh, man. No, I can't say I don't love my co-host, man. You know what I'm saying? I love my motherfucking co-host. And, yeah, man. Shouts out to Sweet D Love. Make sure y'all check out the goddamn 15-minute quickie. Shit. Motherfucking Sweet D Love. Shit. You know we be on Black Folk Time. Girl, you got to schedule that bitch for 45 minutes and only do 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Just let us come in on the, where there ain't no air and shit, so we can just be talking. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, we know she was already on, but we're going to put our 2 cents in. And she, we still got 30 minutes to the show. We got 30 minutes to the show. Hell no. At 15 damn minutes. I just listened to it twice. I listened to it. You know what I'm saying? Ran it
twice?
Back. Yeah. Well, hell, it was 15 minutes. Shit, I had to listen to it twice just to get 30 minutes.
You crazy.
I had 30 minutes to my show. Shit, I had to listen to the bitch twice, you know. Make sure I ain't miss nothing.
Wow.
You know, make sure I ain't miss nothing. She might have said my name wrong or something, you know.
Oh, you crazy. You're fucking crazy.
Oh. Tasha, you still, okay, listen, people, we all, you know, back into our little mouse holes and shit and our little, you know, part of the world, but Miss Tasha's still in Las Vegas,
sure,
you know what I'm
am.
Saying?
Yes.
This is why I love this woman. She actually comes down here and participates in shit. I mean, she wants to go see some shit. Just not come down here and put a fucking quarter in a slot machine and, oh, I won $10. Yeah, lose that shit right back. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. She came down here and went to see did you make it to see the Blue Man Group?
I sure did.
And tell us your experience.
It was good. I didn't know what to expect. These motherfuckers didn't talk, though.
No, they don't talk.
Yeah, but no, it was good. It was quite funny. It was pretty funny. I have photos with them later. But yeah, no, it was good, though. It was definitely something different.
I made that choice, y'all. I made the pick
very,
over
very original, I tell you.
Over Chris Angel. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I picked the Blue Man Group over Chris Angel. I felt that was more culturally enriching than a bitch sitting up here trying to goddamn walk over some fake-ass Aaron shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that, man. Hey, bend over. Let me pop some flowers out your ass. Here, take that home. Hell no, nah, man. Get your ass out of here. All right, hold on, Miss Tasha. Let me go ahead and beam somebody else up. I got 347 hailing me. Hell of me, you know what I'm saying? Bring them on board real quick. 347, you was live on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
14 minutes, 17 seconds.
Hey, old to the no.
19 minutes.
It was 14 minutes and 93 seconds. Shit, we ain't even get the extra 7 minutes. I was just hearing Kate breathe in the background. Damn, is that Kate? I remember that. I remember that. Y'all got to watch the video to understand what I'm talking about.
Hey, Miss Tasha.
Hey, baby.
You sound so tired, baby.
You do, dogs.
I just woke up. I got in at like 8 something this morning.
Wow. How
hey.
Nice.
You've been in
hi.
7. She been the last one in all week long, people.
You know?
I sure have.
The
sure
last
have,
one
that's
in.
That's how we do in Australia. We don't call fucking home.
I see. Hey, shit.
Yeah.
Tasha balls till Las Vegas falls.
Yeah,
not till she balls Las Vegas.
And you know what? I checked my bank balance last night. I have spent triple in fucking Vegas from what I have my whole trip.
Wow.
And you know what? All fucking alcohol and I don't even drink.
And that is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You better get Miss Tasha. You better get a grenadine and orange juice. No alcohol. Grenadine and orange juice.
Better get some herb.
I'm going hard till I leave.
Better get some hard.
Crazy.
I'm hearing hard. Don't get no hard. Get some weed. I'm sorry. Don't get no hard. I'm sorry. You don't want no hard. You just stick with the weed. I'm sorry. That was.
No,
wrong slang word that came out.
Hey, smelly.
Yes.
You know what I brought back? I brought back some kettle popcorn. Some kettle popcorn kush.
No. Hey, look. Do you know I was so fucking upset because our Homeland Security sucks ass.
What happened?
I flew over here with a fucking box cutter. 10-inch box cutter in my motherfucking bag. I went through all the checkpoints and flew the fuck back home with my shit in my bag. A box cutter, people. I forgot that shit was in there. And I looked through my bag, and they had to know it was in there because the bitch was shifted around. You can't bring, how the fuck I can bring a box cutter on the plane? I couldn't even bring my goddamn bottle of water on the fucking plane because I had opened the bitch.
Okay.
What's a box cutter?
They cut, you know what I'm saying? It's carpenters they use to cut the carpet. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're cutting carpet. It's a long-ass blade, put it that way. Yeah, it's a long blade. It's a razor blade.
Wow.
But it's a box
really?
Cutter for cutting boxes open. Man, a 10-inch box cutter. That's why I don't be worrying about nobody fucking with me, because that's why I will cut your goddamn throat. But I did not mean to bring that motherfucker just because Neil was telling me, you know what I'm saying, they finna damn their cavity search you when you go through the checkpoints and shit. Man, please. I could have went through with a pound and came home with a pound in my pockets.
You know,
I was
they
mad.
Say you're not allowed sharp objects and shit, and including
tweezers. Nothing.
Including
nothing.
Tweezers for the females. I had 3 sets of tweezers in my fucking purse. And I didn't know. I thought they were in my suitcase.
Yeah. This is y'all Homeland Security, people. This is the same picture where you...
Yeah, they can fucking confiscate my fucking Victoria's Secret cream that I thought was in my other luggage. I was so pissed. I didn't even get to use it. And they confiscated that, but they didn't fucking take my tweezers, the motherfuckers.
I think them old people be trying to get beauty creams and shit. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no young people at that motherfucker. These all senior citizen affirmative action programs and shit. Like, what the hell is going on? Do y'all know what y'all looking at? They looking for vitamins and shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even worried about weapons. Where this Geritol at? I know somebody got some Geritol. A to zinc. Somebody got some A to zinc. Where this shit at? No. Leave that pistol in the bag. We looking for vitamins, people. We're looking for vitamins. Crazy shit. But still, I'm mad because you got came back with some shit. That's some bullshit. Wow. Yes, my love. You are branded on me. Oh, my bad. Everybody in this motherfucker. Everybody's in this bitch. Net. My homeboy Aunt Daughter came from Killsburg County Records to pick me up from the airport. Miss PC Bone, Six Figures. And, of course, Miss Sweet D Love. We all up. in this motherfucker. And where the hell Goofybone at? I don't
know.
Where the hell Goofybone ass at? Don't make me call you, nigga. Don't make me motherfucker make a call. Shit.
Oh,
all right, well, check this out. Oh, because I need to go run and get my webcam. Cause everybody want to see my damn 5-hour fucking tat. It's been on for 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. It's going to be permanent.
Hey, this a bitch. First you tattoo, and I only my first tattoo, people, and I don't even get that bitch engraved in, and this motherfucker spray painted on permanently. God damn, what is that all about?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
what
it's
is
permanent.
That?
You've got me all over you.
Oh, shit.
Forever
y'all,
and ever.
Y'all check
ever,
out the video, ever. People. Y'all look out for the
get
video.
Get out on the video, and you'll see all you can see.
Oh, man.
And he lost his shirt, people. He lost his
shirt.
He was walking around without a shirt all night.
I had to walk around for the rest of the night showing off Tasha Tat because I lost my goddamn shirt. Yes, people. I was passed a little drunk. Shots out to Four Locos, 12% alcohol. Yeah. And after the second one, I was 8 loco motherfuckers walking around in one person. Yeah. So that's kind of that's how I kind of felt. Hey, sweet D Love, I got a little something for you, girl.
Drink it in; it always goes down smooth.
Y'all what now? You bitches what now? That milk.
You're fucking crazy.
Hey, Tasha. Miss Tasha, that's an inside joke, eh?
Hey, that motherfucker's so inside.
That was
oh shit! No, listen. I lost my shirt. Then I lost my camera while we sitting there trying to steal free drinks from the casino. Yeah, I lost my goddamn camera. They bet that I wouldn't find my shit. We walked around for like 20 minutes until I figured out that you know what I'm saying. Let me take some video. Went to go look for my video, and the camera was gone. We was right around the corner. Goofy said, man, you ain't finna find that shit. This Vegas, yeah, that shit gone. Went, asked the first set of security guards. The motherfuckers said, nah, ain't nobody turned nothing into them, but go check out the damn service desk. Set that shots out to Barney Fife, you know what I'm saying, holding down for security and shit. I went up that motherfucker talking to him. He said, well, what'd you lose? I said, I lost a camera. He's like, well, what kind of camera was it? I said, well, it was black, and it flipped open. You don't know the name on it? Camera? Motherfucker? Shit. Do I need to know the name? I don't give a shit. It say camera on it. He said, well, it wouldn't have said insignia on it, would it? I'm like, well, if that's it would. Shit. The hell you mean?
Oh.
Give me my shit. And he had my shit.
But the little sweet lady.
And the old lady, shouts out to Miss Margaret from... I don't forgot where the hell she was
Jersey.
At, but she was down there for the, yeah,
Jersey.
From Jersey. Shouts out to Jersey. And she turned my phone in, people. She turned my camera in. And well, then that leads me to my next shit, because
yes.
I lost my phone. then I lost my phone. Yeah, I left that at IB house when I was about to get onto the goddamn, when I went to go visit Tasha before I was about to leave out. So he had to drive back to his house. Shouts out to IB and IB the wife. Yeah. Because they went and got my shit and then and came back and brung it to me. Dedication,
yeah.
Man. I appreciate that. Cause
love,
I was,
that's
what?
Love. That's so much love.
I was the absent-minded professor this weekend, boy. My brain cells. Hey, I don't know if it feels from that goddamn Las Vegas. I'm back.
You're
insane. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if it was from that, you know, or if it was just from the over abuse of alcoholism from the Four Locos. But either way, people, yeah. It
yes,
went down this weekend. And y'all got to hold on because I keep saying I'm going to get my damn video. And I'm uploading the YouTube shit. You know how YouTube take a little minute to upload the video.
Uh-huh.
You're uploading shit onto YouTube?
Not
not the DVD material.
Not the DVD material. Oh, God.
No. And listen, for our DVD material now, this is really everybody going to get a copy before it actually, you feel me? So everybody going to get their little critique on, and if you don't like this, like that. But we ain't putting...
I can send you my videos because I've got some fucking awesome footage, man.
Well, not like the Got Milk. That's not going to be on now. But, you know, call on. Unless we can blur some scenes out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But other than that, y'all just going to have to... We just going to have to know that personal video. That's on everybody's camera. That shit's on everybody's. A lot of all our footage really together is on all four of our cameras.
Hey, Nettie says, Dollar Sign Nettie says, you out of control, Smelly.
She said it was the biggest air.
Hey, it shouts out to the soft lips of Vegas. Yeah. And I'm going to leave it like that. Shouts out to all the soft lips of Vegas. And if y'all wasn't there, then, yeah. Kiss hard lips.
Oh. Wow.
Shouts out to Mike. Y'all, I met Mike down that motherfucker, too. Let me call his ass up. Hold on, y'all.
Darren, where do you need me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch. My crotch. Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Oh, my bad. Shouts out to Mike. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dog up there. And, yeah. I think the first video I'm going to post, damn, I got to see if that's the one, though. Because we had an unofficial exclusive video with the fly lady. Yeah, we had an unofficial exclusive. And we got so many shades of John C. Sweet. Oh, man. It's going down, people. We got the shades. Yeah, we got the shades of John C. Sweet. You know what I'm saying? We called him in his highest moments, in his lowest moments. We got some moments. So,
sure do.
Oh, man, that's all I can say, people. All right, listen, I'm going to jam this Mo Blue. Shout out to Miss Mo Blue that was down there representing, you know what I'm saying, it's one of the motherfucking artists that we goddamn love and support. And, you know, sure. She showed the same by showing her ass up. You know what I'm saying? And she was sick. So, much love to you, baby. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, I hope she's feeling better. She's very sick.
Yeah, that's real. This is it, y'all. This is it. I love this song because if y'all motherfuckers don't show up to this next one, that's what she already going to sing it to you and let you know. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't need me. God damn it, and I don't need you. But everybody who came to this BTR reunion 2009, you know what I'm saying? You got my much love and respect. And I do any motherfucking thing in my power I can do for you. Let's go.
Hey.
That's real right there, live. That's a motherfucking Goofy Bone, straight low records on. You know what I'm saying? Bruce Brew. Got motherfucking six figures on that. You know what I'm saying? Got some six figures I'm finna be uploading in a second, too. You know what I'm saying? From the Six Figures mixtape volume one that's out. You know what I'm saying? That he in and out. So make sure y'all pick that up. You know what I'm saying? And support your indie artists, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And just let y'all know real quick. Let me beam my peoples back. Yeah, hold on. Let me beam my peoples back up in this mofo flipper here. There we go. God damn, Timmy. Leave the shit alone, Timmy.
Timmy!
Leave the damn transporter alone. Sorry, y'all. Timmy messing with the damn transporter keys and shit, you know. He misplaced my... I ain't do that. Damn it, Timmy. Yo, look.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was Alotta of, never mind.
That's real. And, this damn beam is working slow. Who got some Jericho juice out there? Anybody got some Jericho juice? I need some space Jericho juice real quick. You know what I'm saying? The spray on this shit. It seems like the lemon juice starts making the controls stick a little bit. So I found, you know. But ever since Michael Jackson been gone, man, it's been a shortage on Jericho juice supply. So, you know, I don't know where to find them. I guess I got to talk to Joe. Go hit Joe up for the rest of his supplies. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Joe Jackson. All right, everybody, y'all back up in the building. We live right here on the Starship Smell of Prize. And we back, bitches, live. This is the Las Vegas BTR Gone Wild 2009 wrap up. We is wrapping this biatch up. If y'all want to see the live chat that I was drunk in college style and got, click on the link to the tiny chat. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Big Ashby and the Wild Mustang. All right. That's what time it is. Yeah. And that's how we do. Yeah, nope. I am live, people. Got my tat. I'm looking like a Blaxican and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a black L.A. gang member or some shit. You know. But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Southside. Nigga, you in New York, nigga. What the hell? You talking some Southside. Get your ass. You must
be
from 813.
That was my 347. You hear me?
Oh, it was?
Oh,
Southside.
I had to call Kay and tell her to chime in. She said, okay, when she's just re-yawning. And she said, and tell Smelly she have asthma. God dang it.
Nah. I don't want to hear that shit. Any excuses, people. Any excuses for the wheezing and shit. Hell nah, girl. Lay off the goddamn pokes or something. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean. It's fun for K with that old. You know what I'm saying? Asthma. No damn asthma. You was yelling too much, girl. That was what it was called fun. Having too much of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. And then her voice just jumped out the goddamn window. You know what I'm saying? So let it go. That's real. And y'all better watch out below. You know what I'm saying? And the man with the plan is in the building, people. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Goofy Bone and motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And just to be from a real nigga to a real nigga type shit. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, like really showed me some real southern hospitality, you know what I'm saying? I know I went to a couple of other places, people be acting like assholes, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, we, you know, we knew each other virtually through the radios and shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's something amazing when you can just vibe with, you know, somebody over, you know what I'm saying, this radio type deal. But actually hook up with somebody and y'all still got that same connection,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the same shit, like, we was like 10 times live in person, you know what I'm saying?
And, off
the hook. Yeah, basically. So that's my dog Goofy Bone, man, you know what I'm saying? And I know I don't have to, but you know, because you're a trilateral member, but I just want to say thank you, brother, you know what I'm saying, for really coming through and extending some, you know what I'm saying, some real brotherly love, man. And that's no homo for all you faggot ass motherfuckers out there. Oh, that sounds so sweet. Fuck you, nigga. Anyway.
Did you call my name?
Oh, no, girl, you know I'm calling that name. Wait a minute. Milkman. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow! Hey, congratulations! Congratulations!
Okay, so I mean, like, all the days, out of all the days, you know what I'm saying, what was, like, your, you know, pick, like one of your, because every day was, like, the best fucking day, you know what I'm saying? Every day we all met up, or every day we touched them fucking streets, some crazy shit went down. But, I mean, on your own, because, you know what I'm saying, it was certain times that we all went together, you know what I'm saying? So what, like, real kind of off-ball crazy shit happened to you? You know what I'm saying? When we weren't all together.
When we weren't all together.
Because y'all rode around a lot, didn't you? With Kay? Didn't y'all drive around here and there?
Yeah. We went, let's see, but I'm like a blank right now because I'm just going to say I plead the fifth. But,
I plead the fifth.
I don't remember a thing anyway. But off the wall things, I don't think it's any off the wall things, you know. But we just, you know, riding around, I saw so much, you know, of Vegas in another way, not just, you know, like I said on the 15-minute summary. There's more to Vegas, you know. Like Ms. Tasha was saying that. You know,
hello.
She went to the shows.
Hello. Yeah.
You know, she went to the shows, and we loved the band. Absolutely loved the band. And my favorite thing was Lake Las Vegas. I got to go there. Y'all got to, you know, go down to Lake Las Vegas.
Like
you know, you think that
everybody
it's
do hear you though.
Desert.
I'm already answering these. Yeah, let me hit you back though. Why the hell is Goofy calling
me? He's talking, I'm talking, and we talking, and you know.
I know.
What's up?
But I guess he just wants us to just talk and just tell, you know, and just.
Well, look, hit me back,
because
I got a lot of people on the line. You know, I just got back in town from Vegas, so you know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about.
I did that? How'd I do that?
Yeah. Hey, it goes on DVD.
Wow.
All right. That's crazy. You talk so. What stays in Vegas goes on DVD.
Not everything.
Not everything. That stays in Vegas, goddammit. Now, that shit stays in Vegas. But
this computer
shit,
lady throwing out all these kisses and all of this good stuff. She sent out to you, Miss Tasha, kisses and love.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Oh, yeah. Trying to kiss my tattoo. I know what you're doing, Miss PC. I know what you're doing. Everybody want to kiss the tattoo. It's all good. I got video of that, too. Oh, man. I promise you, I had a real fucking, you know, type time. You know what I'm saying? It was just real bonkers. And let me beam in a superstar real quick. Straight Low Records on. Straight low rock zone. Hold on, I got somebody else. Damn, boy, we blowing up, boy.
I'm
telling
here.
Y'all, everybody.
I'm here, people, but
who that? Who
what
that?
Happened?
I'm here.
Who that?
Hey, Goofy.
Hello, everybody. This is Goofy Bone.
Come on, is that Goofy?
Host of the 186.2
Deuce,
the Worldwide Radio Show, the
you
one that didn't
like
come on this morning. What? Brother, don't make me sock you.
Hold on, man. I got to beam two more people up, man. Hold on, people. Hold on.
Right.
Hold on. And y'all need to prepare for y'all shows, man, because, you know, our shit's been, I'm telling you, John C. Sweet,
my God.
Miss Fly Lady.
I can't believe them.
We got y'all.
They were there live, and they looked at me smelly like we were some homeless people asking for money.
Man.
I can't believe that shit.
And
you know the funny thing is, to those of y'all who didn't believe that we would do this, we did it. And to those of y'all who believe that he wasn't and the fly lady wasn't there, oh, they were there.
Oh, we got
video.
Video
doesn't lie, people.
Oh, we got video. We got
video.
Hold on, let me beam, what is this, 321, beaming you up. Right, you live on the Starship Smelly Prize. One more second, and let me beam in 419. Yeah, I had to put that extra strong beam because I don't know where the 419 was coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Sound like
all right, y'all live on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
What's happening, Smelly?
Oh, that's Miss PC, boy.
Hey, before
my wife molests you, Smelly, or my fiance molests you, I just want to say, brother, that I'm glad we hit it off. Just you know, like we do on here, man. Because I was afraid, be honest with you, people, I was afraid I was gonna go out there and none of y'all gonna like me. I'd be in the hotel room smoking weed by myself, picking my toenails. And all this shit.
Aww.
But nah, y'all motherfuckers made me feel like we were friends forever, man. It was such an experience, people. And I'm serious, you gotta get away of the bullshit that you live in and come meet some real people. Every single one of the people I met were real. No fakes, no nothing. They were just like they are on Blog Talk Radio. Now as for John C. Sweet and Miss Fly Lady, y'all motherfuckers are some fake people trying to be your friend. On Blog Talk, and then when you see them in person, like, oh, really? You have
cause she in costume and shit. Bitch, I don't care about your wings.
Walking around all stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I don't care about your wings and shit, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Shit.
Passing out her cards to everybody. Listen to my show. Listen to my show.
Man. But it's all good. See, Sweet, he out there playing the Marlboro Man, looking like the Wrangler Man or something. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but... Signs out of John, man. The mini shades.
Nah, but he was with his mom and dad, though, so I could understand that. But still, he didn't have to look at us like, oh, you guys have shows?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, motherfucker.
Wait a minute. I think I know. You're the bone goofy, right? That's, yeah. And you're good smell. Yeah. and you're the good so smell, right? Yeah, good so smell and the bone goofy.
No.
Okay, yeah.
You
hey, you guys doing? It's
it.
Good to see you guys, motherfucker.
You're good.
Who else you beamed up? Oh gosh. Hey, sweetie.
Who? 3-2-1. Who? 3-2-1?
Yo, this MD promotion. You know what I'm saying? Live.
Oh, here we go. In the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying?
There.
This MB. Right. This my homeboy down here holding down. You know what I'm saying? Got a magazines and everything coming out, man. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. You know, we're trying to get you on that, you know what I'm saying, on this community day party we're doing for the kids down here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying? Plus, we got the talent show going on, and we're taking our distance for anybody local here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying? So, just trying to get this thing popping in, and we called the specialist, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Smell Good to come and DJ the party.
Now, this, yeah, I appreciate that, you know. I don't know why he lying to y'all. I guess because we on the radio, but, you know. If you all would like to pursue my services, you know, they are available. You know. Shout out to IBDY. I'm popping up in here real quick.
Yeah,
give him much love. And you know, what then this is the one at Mona's Fashion?
Yeah, this is the one at Mona's Fashion.
Okay, look, y'all gonna be in Tampa, Florida, Goofy Bone, you might even wanna fly in for this one. Cause y'all want to see me live out on entertaining in the middle of the neighborhood, even though I didn't do that. But
ooh,
when I got permission,
we know you do that.
When I got permission, oh shit, it's gonna be on and popping. So I'm videotaping that shit too. Y'all see it. But this is what I do for the kids. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to community,
I have food and games for the kids and everything.
Yeah,
like
I step my game up like Las Vegas style. You know what I'm saying? And really rep for my kids. You know what I'm saying? I love kids. Now I ain't well. I do got two girls. Shouts out to Cynthia and Taja. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But,
shouts out to them, too.
Yeah, yeah. And shouts out to the 6 grandkids tearing shit up over there at Sweet House.
Oh, yeah. See, I need the bed now. I just had to go. All right.
Damn, boy. I talked to Sweet. Well, it was like World War IV up in that motherfucker. Oh, get your ass over there. What? Shut up. Pow, that's the shoes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Even,
just flying. I'm like, damn.
I haven't even gone home yet. I came straight here from the airport, you know, and I'll go home tonight. But my girlfriend, she's here, Nana.
Hi. Nana? Yeah. Put her on the phone. Shout out to Nana.
Okay, here's Nana right next to me.
Oh, shit.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
All right. Well, hey, this is your boy DJ Smell So Good. You live on the Starship Smelling Prize. You was actually in outer space. We is on the third realm of the Orion's Belt. I'm pretty sure you seen that on Men in Black, the little star that was hanging around the cat's neck. Yeah, that's where we at right now.
Third realm of Orion's Belt.
Yeah, we're on the third realm. Yeah,
third
realm.
How many realms will there be?
However many you need.
Hey,
how spaced out you trying
next
to get?
Next year, people. Next year. I'm already getting emails for next year.
Oh, yeah, this is Goofy. I'm sorry, baby. Oh, let me introduce you. Say your name again, Miss Nana. Miss Nana?
Nina.
Nina. Okay, Miss Nina, let me start at the top, okay?
Hey, brother.
Brother, I'm getting to you, brother.
I'll introduce myself.
Nobody don't know you. Who is you? Bone Goofy? I mean, damn. Sweet, I already called you Bone Goofy. Who the fuck know Bone Goofy is? I mean, damn, brother. Just let me introduce
you, brother.
Brother.
When you go into a Denny's and they know what you want already, come on.
Now, yeah, you got to get some exclusive props to that. You know what I'm saying? We did walk in the goddamn Wendy's, and the goddamn lady say, hey, your usual oatmeal, Mike. The fuck? Hell nah, you lying like a motherfucker.
Wait a minute,
and she came back and brought him his oatmeal.
Wait,
didn't know.
Denny's?
The Denny's.
Okay.
Yeah, shouts out to the Wild Wild West Hotel. I don't know, that shit, I don't know what, everybody gave bad reports about it, but that was a good ass hotel. Any hotel, $25 a night, with a jacuzzi at that motherfucker, that's clean.
That sounds like it was fun.
Yeah, jacuzzi. Well, it ain't like we got up in that motherfucker, but I'm just saying.
But the neighbors did. Butt booty.
Yeah, shouts out to the Utah. You know what I'm saying? That was up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Hold on. We got one more people. Good Lord. We got like 3,000 people on the line. You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
Yeah, like 3,000 people out in space. Yeah, man. Everybody want
to. Shout out to my homeboy Six Figures for hanging out with us, man.
Hey, Six. Nice meeting all you guys.
Shout out to my homeboy
That's
Six
real.
Figures. Yay!
Hold on. Oh, Miss Nina, I'm sorry. At the top, you got Miss Tasha Triple X. She's my co-host from Perth, Australia. You got 347. Who is 347 again? That's sweet. Okay, that's sweet. Man, why the hell you got a blog talk number? That shit be fucking me up. I be thinking another show call would be a shit, man. Who the hell simulcasting? That's sweet. All right. Sweet D Love, you know what I'm saying? And then you got 408 on San Jose, California. Mr. Goofy Bone, all right. Then you got 419 in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's Miss PC Bone. That's his fiance virtually. Yeah, that's his virtual fiance.
She's Miss Computer Lady until she gets the ring on her.
Hey, I said virtual fiance, brother. All right.
She's a virtual fiance.
Yeah, right now she's still, she kind of lost. We waiting on the.
My options are open, honey. So if you need some help, let me change your oil.
There he go.
I ain't going
there.
Wow. I ain't even. Hey, shouts out to I Be the Wise One in the building.
Wow. You know all I can say is wow.
I'm loving everyone's accent.
Who got an accent?
Oh,
what accent?
I'm loving AIB.
Hey, Dollar, what's up?
Hey, happy birthday.
Shut your mouth, man.
Happy birthday,
AIB. Thank you.
That's real. Hey, today, yesterday was his official birthday. I'm sorry, brother, but fuck it. He still did it.
I'd Be the Wise One. We had a birthday lunch for him, and believe me, that lunch stuffed me all day until I'm eating right now because I came home hungover.
Happy birthday, I.B.
Thank you.
Y'all already know what that means, people.
I left them in the airplane.
Everybody sing.
What's up,
King? It's all the Scorpios out there, man. Yeah. All the Scorpios, IB, Miss Mo Blue. Shout out to Kareem. That's real, man. It's all y'all birthday. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, it's for y'all. Oh. I'm birthday people. Y'all hands up on the dick. Y'all, hold on. I gotta take that off. Hold on. Some of y'all had a little flashback. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard jump on the dick, and y'all was like, oh, hey. No, turn that off. There she go, people. Miss Pretty Hot and Tempting of Las Vegas. She has entered the building.
Yes,
Miss motherfucking K. You know what I'm saying? In the building. Shouts out to motherfucking Kareem. Man, shit.
Hey, Kay says, tell Miss Tasha I said hello.
Hello,
Miss Tasha from Kay.
Hello,
Ivy. Hey, but you know what? I had a complaint.
What complaint,
Dave? Is that we were at Ivy's house chilling and having a good old fancy time, but I never seen no cat.
No cat?
Yeah. In the picture, he's hanging with the cat.
Hey. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I remember that cat.
The cat was in the burrito I ate.
Oh, man. Oh, now see.
Oh, my God. That's so bad.
That wasn't as bad as what I had to do, because, shit, I had to fend for myself, y'all, in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I was walking around the strip telling motherfuckers,
be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
I had to fend for myself on this strip, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it do, man. I was wondering about that. We ain't seen no pets up in the household and shit, you know. But
no. Well, the spot that I'm in right now, they allow pets. They just don't allow mine.
I was gonna say because that shit ball. For a dog, whoever had that, your neighbor, yeah, they need to go and shoot the hair off of that motherfucker because, damn. Dog look homeless than the homeless motherfucking people on the street and shit. Like, what the hell is going on? And he got a home. Man, please.
But I
good thing everybody came out because I'm serious. We all made family right there, people.
Hey, for everybody that don't know, it's been said already, but I'll say it again. This is one goddamn family that just can't be fucked with.
Yeah.
Period.
That is real. That is real.
You know what I'm saying?
That is real. And, all for all the rest of y'all that wanted to come but let another motherfucker influence because, you know, of a rumor or some shit. That's all I got to tell you. You know what I'm saying? From the bottom of my heart, of course. You know what I'm saying? So
I was really hoping that all the rumors were true.
It's real.
I was hoping all the rumors were true because you heard that one rumor about the wonderful PIGs coming over.
Oh, yeah. That
I was hoping that would be true. That'd be hella fun. That'd be more behind-the-scenes footage.
Oh, man, y'all would have heard all kind of shit. Y'all would have heard something like, damn, what the hell is that? Milwaukee's in town.
Okay, Corral or something like that.
Right. Must be Milwaukee's in town. You know what I'm saying? And if,
did I hear somebody say something about next year?
Yeah, Goofy was saying something about it. Or you were saying something about it too. I heard.
Well, no, I'm getting emails from people wanting to talk about when's next year.
Right.
Oh yeah. Well, of course.
When we're meeting next year.
I heard.
Next year we got an option. And this is just my opinion now, because I don't make no decisions. But next year we got an option: Florida or Cali.
Yeah. They left me out.
Florida, California. That's
the Peter lady, you didn't try hard enough.
I did too.
That's it. That's a hard.
No,
now listen, the thing about Florida is, I mean, shit. This is normally the rainy season. So I mean, when you really think about, because now I just came home, we finna have a fucking whatever the hell tornado bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
No. But now listen to this. To the people that went to Vegas, they didn't even really get to see Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
None of y'all went to shows. None of y'all went to...
Well, that's true. That's true, too. Except for Tasha. Uh-oh. Tasha was the only one that checked out shows.
Yeah, but look, we didn't need to go to no shows because we were our own show.
Yes,
exactly. But like I said, I say because everything's in Vegas. I mean, everything. We should just keep it there.
Everything's in Vegas. So you still in Vegas, then, Goofy Ball?
Huh?
You still in Vegas?
No,
Goofy Ball.
I was on the plane. I was on the plane, mad, saying, fuck, I need to go back there.
See,
me and Kay are still in Vegas. We couldn't leave.
I'm still here. So,
are you still there?
I'm still here.
So I'm actually going to go because my time's ticking. I've got another full day in, until tomorrow of partying because I'm going to spend another fucking grand. I've spent so much fucking money out here. It's not funny. Oh my God, they love you in Vegas.
Everybody in my hotel
knows me. Like last night, I went to the bar and I sat down. He looked at me, and he smiled. He didn't even have to ask me what I wanted. He put the drink on the table. He didn't even charge me because I got a bar tab there.
Damn.
Oh no.
That's why they happy.
This is when I'm rolling in at like 6:30 this morning and I sat at the bar for an extra hour and a half drinking.
Hey, well, you know what?
I showed you how to get free drinks.
Hold on, people. Hold on. This is one of our Las Vegas secrets for the day.
Where's the drum roll?
I have something that I need to tell you.
Hold on.
Let me see if I can get you a drum roll.
Okay,
here we go. We're going to give y'all the official Las Vegas get over of the day.
For all y'all who don't know, and I'm not talking about no picture, Kay is fine as fuck. Kay is about the finest woman in the city of Las Vegas. Trust me when I tell you, there ain't none better.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yay!
She sure is.
Now, enough about Kay. Let's talk about how to get a free drink from Pennies on the Dollar.
No, all you can drink
all you
for
can
a fucking
drink.
Dollar.
All you can drink. Sit down
put
in front of a slot
machine. Pennies on the Dollar, people.
Put a dollar in it, play one penny at a time, and by the time you're finished drinking, you still might have 6 or 7 cents left.
You're going to be feeling like, you know, real vulnerable. You know, everything you look at going to look good to you and shit. So, yeah, y'all better watch out for the penny drinks, people, all right?
I still can't believe John C. Sweet and Miss Computer Lady, they done did.
Miss Fly Lady? Miss Fly Lady, I'm sorry.
Oh, baby, whoa, back it up.
Oh, no, don't worry. We would have a domestic dispute if you dissed me, darling.
We only borrowed your fiance, your virtual fiance, Miss Computer Lady, for a few days, you know. But you know, we loved him up. We sure did, you know.
But you know, I'm sorry that happened to y'all. I'm not wishing any ill will on anybody, but y'all can relate to this. Whoever you meet on the way up, you better be careful how you treat them because you're gonna meet
you
the same
see
person
on the
way
down.
What the hell that's supposed to mean?
Baby, you know what that means.
Y'all come out with this Confucius shit. All this damn Confucius shit. I don't know that shit. What you saying? That's Buddha? What is that?
What I'm saying is this.
What goes up must come down. Hey, I know that.
Be careful.
That's called pissing in the air. That's called challenge pissing.
Well,
we got that. That's a big hell of a call.
Challenge pissing.
You just have to be careful how you treat people. Because, you know, you don't want that coming back at you.
Oh, I've been waiting for it to come back at me.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get it back.
People, I'm going to go. I'm going to go do the touristy thing, okay?
Okay, Miss Tasha.
Yeah, hey,
touristy thing.
Tasha, please.
Yeah,
Kay got down here to
Joe
going out to eat and have some dinner.
Yes,
Tasha, don't forget we got breakfast tomorrow.
Yes, I know. I don't think I'm going to sleep. I'm just going to come there just, like, awake from tonight.
Well, so y'all going
if
out
I,
to
if I go
dinner?
To sleep, No, we're going to have breakfast tomorrow, so...
Damn,
Sylvia.
Oh, that's
I'm saying if... What the fuck is that noise?
I don't know. I was going to ask the same thing.
That's smelly.
Video I'm trying to get
oh,
to watch.
What
about John
C. Holmes'
business?
That's all I
want to
talk about.
Hello.
Okay.
You want to
talk about John C. Sweet and Fly Lady Goofy Bone.
We got him on videotape, people. Y'all don't believe us. Now I can understand John C. Sweet. He was with his folks. But,
yeah.
I mean, the Fly Lady was there with a bunch of little Fly Lady yet. And she just looked at us like, you motherfucking filthy scums. Get away from me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She tried to pass us her card saying, listen to her show. And then she looked at us and was like, you don't get one of these. I was like,
oh,
I'll knock the wings off of you, lady. Don't fuck with me. But Smelly told me to behave, so shit, I had to.
Thank you, Smelly. Yeah,
well, we needed the exclusive footage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we wanted to get her on interview, you know, just for an interview.
That was it.
That's it.
Right.
Nothing more, nothing less. We weren't going to tell her to take off her wings. We weren't going to tell her to run around naked. We weren't going to tell her none of that. We just asked her for an interview, and she just looked at us. So we had to do it from far away.
No, Nettie. He doesn't run
what?
It. He's just one of the, you know, the people that will help you out when you need some help, technology.
Oh, he's on the tech team. He's on the tech side of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you know, that's...
Oh, John.
Okay. I'm out.
So, in other words, he's a nobody.
Sorry.
Love you, Tasha.
I love you, too, everybody.
Love you, Tasha.
I love you,
darling.
Aww.
Who is that?
Hey, what about the interview with Bumpy Johnson?
I'll be breakfast tomorrow. And Kay, call me, baby. I look forward to our dinner tonight.
Okay.
I'm out, everybody.
Who y'all gonna have for dinner?
I don't know. I think we're going
to. I say who.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
ask that twice.
I don't know.
You know, man.
I don't know.
Okay.
I might just have to find.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm flying back. You know, JetBlue got a special. I will be back in a couple of hours. You know.
You're
who the
retarded.
Fuck is this?
We get back to the
oh,
trip.
This is the painting dude. Yeah, we got. I'm finna upload the pictures. Y'all can see the dude actually painted my tatted and shit. So y'all can see that live in person. That's the first video I'm finna put up.
Okay.
He said each other.
You mean tell me you gonna show somebody Tosca on your stomach?
No way, that's $10 worth of motherfucking tat right there, goddammit. Yeah, it's going to be so
that's $10 worth of free information.
Kay from the Kay and Kareem show is saying, Smelly, you definitely a freak dude.
Motherfucking six figures. Shouts out to six figures. Live on video.
Yeah.
We in the middle of the strip and shit. You know what I'm saying? We got so much
just
fucking video, man.
Figures.
It's like crazy.
Hey, but people, to all those who are listening, the Blog Talk Radio Gone Wild DVD Volume 1, it's got extras, it's got exclusives that only we've talked about, though. So if y'all want some extra, triple X footage and all that other shit, you're going to have to pay thousands of dollars. But
absolutely.
Just to want to see what really went on.
Or get it from the Sweet T-Love.
$10.
He got all the good footage.
Sweet was on top
Sweet.
Of a 30-story building, butt booty naked, dancing to
Let's Be
Strangers in the Night.
Believe me, if you guys want that footage, I'll give you $100. But for the regular Blog Talk Radio Gone Wild, it has Sweet D Love, Kay and Kareem, it's got E. Smith, it's got Six Figures, Tasha Triple X, DJ Smell So Good, I Be the Wise One, I Be the Wife, I Be the Baby, Jersey the King, Pedro the Don, Goofy Bone, and every fucking crazy person that we fucking harassed and got them all wild and crazy. $10, people. It'll be ready next week.
Nettie said Nettie said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, only on the weekend.
Yeah, but what happens on my video could be brought to
it's
you.
It's on sale Monday through
on
Friday.
On the video for $10.
Hell no, man.
Okay.
You should see what she said to Terry.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Okay. I'm looking at it back in some of his videos, and I don't even remember recording half of this shit. Like,
I'm telling you, people. Y'all want to see what we really
video.
Did? We have it all documented.
Yeah, we got over 100. I have over 100 clips.
You hear what Kay is saying? So they ain't going to want the damn thing in a minute. You tell them that damn thing.
Got 100 clips. Man, please. We couldn't do 10 shows back to back and tell y'all everything that motherfucking went down in them four fucking days.
Yeah.
Believe that. We really just pissing on y'all just to, you know, make you kind of jealous and shit and hype up this DVD. You know, like the white man do selling books and shit. You know what I'm saying? But nah, until you read the book, you ain't gonna know shit. You know what I'm saying? He really ain't even tell you the preface of the book. So y'all know what the hell went down, man. Y'all, nah. Don't worry about that. Y'all waiting on these YouTube videos. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me. And if you want to know, if you want to see, we got so much footage. We got Goofy Bone with his boxers on a bus full of nuns. We have DJ Smells So Good trying to slang CDs to some blonde ladies.
Oh, man.
Hey.
We got Goofy Bone. Exclusive interview with Carla, the mannequin maker. I ain't going to say no more about that.
One of my fans, Carla, went out there, people.
Met her. We did a live interview. Shouts out to Carla. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
for being so silent but deadly. She was so silent but deadly.
She was so shy. But believe me, we unshot her ass. And,
Damn, man.
Y'all don't forget the most important interview that was done Saturday night with Elvis Presley. We cannot forget. Old fat ass Elvis Presley.
Oh, Elvis. Bubba Johnson. What'd you say, sweet?
We got some interesting information here from Kay about you.
More headlines? Damn, more headlines?
Yeah. Kay said, Goofy didn't tell everybody how I put it on his ass. Wait a second.
Oh, I already told him. I said when I first got here, Kay was going to get the business now.
And had him screaming and biting my ass and shit. And I
oh, was biting your ass.
His eye, too.
Oh, bad. Hey, woman. Now, see, y'all letting out too much. Y'all letting out the extra extras. You know what I'm saying? Hold on now. Now y'all letting out the extra extras. Hold on.
Yeah. Everything stays in Vegas until after the weekend.
Damn, Kay, shut up, Kay. Yeah, damn it, girl, you putting it all out there.
Telling them now they ain't going.
Can't be letting that go yet. Yeah, we can't let that go.
Kay's big, beautiful ass. And believe me, I massaged her body, and my God.
Hey, Goofy, you got breast milk?
Unfortunately,
milk?
That trip, I didn't drink coffee. So smelly sure, Dean.
I'll
appreciate if you leave my personal affairs alone. Pretty they stay out of my personal affairs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
this is Jim Carrey's
thing.
The DVD's coming, people. $10. Email.
Yeah, I think
this
passed. And we found Waldo, people. Yes.
We found Waldo
in goddamn Las Vegas. Well, a couple of big versions, little versions, black, white versions, Mexican versions. I don't know. We found them, though.
And
we got it live. Damn, she's a big ass weird Waldo.
I gotta go to the store now. I got my buddy here. He's gonna do some driving.
Yeah, you gotta go. I know. Hey, Goofy, did she tell you what she brought back to the house?
Oh yeah, where's my stuff?
Wait a minute. Fuck that. First of all, D, who is you dealing with? Cause we got work. Shout out to the second bag, you motherfucker, you. Pedro. You fucking know who we talking about, Pedro ass. Yeah. You motherfucker. We know, goddamn, we weren't sleeping. We might have been high, but we wasn't sleeping.
Trying to smoke all my shit.
And that shit was a little, it was a little light under the collar. It was a little light under the collar.
Come on, I'm a drug addict. I know what a sack feels like. I'm like, this is a little bit of light on, boy. But hey, my drug dealer wasn't out there and shit. Beggars can't be choosers. But, you just got to go with what you got to go. And believe me, I made that shit last.
Oh, yeah.
I came back with some. I came back with some Kettle Kush popcorn.
A Sweet D Love just told the world that she was being greedy and didn't share.
Thank you.
With her fellow
Thank you.
Radio.
Thank
player.
You.
No,
Thank
no,
you.
But I got it. At the
hell
last
yeah!
Minute.
Hell
no.
To the no! Hell
no,
to the
no!
No.
It was a gift at the last minute from somebody.
I don't believe that shit.
Trust me. Think I wouldn't have shared that with y'all? Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, but we did share.
You know
we shared
I'll
a blunt with you. Sweet, so don't forget that.
Yeah.
To those of y'all haters out there that told me I would never dance with Sweet D Love to our song, I danced with her, bitches.
Absolutely, it was beautiful.
Yeah, we got video of the video. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
like true video.
We have a guest coming on.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a pop the corn.
We got Jersey the King.
Shout
out. It was a pleasure meeting our artist too, Mr. Jersey the King. You know what I'm saying? Pleasure meeting you in person, brother.
Six Figures.
Miss Mo Blue, Six Figures. And that was all the artists that actually came out and represented. And you know, and them all BTR heroes, man. So hey. It's what we does.
We got some more coming up. Gino the Great, I want y'all to bring him out too. You know, when he starts coming on for interviews as well, because he's indie. So, but anyway, y'all, loving y'all, and see y'all in a little bit. Y'all can pop popcorn, Kettle Kush popcorn with me on Friday at 10.
No, fuck no.
I'm going to have a 186.2 show.
Oh, hold on, people.
I'm going to
bring somebody else on.
Eastern Standard Time, people. So, look forward to that.
702, I'm beaming you up. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, that sounds like Kay, and I'm getting ready to get off. That's all right. Loving you anyway.
That's Kay.
You too, baby.
I really wish that the things that
I'm
the
loving
people
you
said
too,
about people.
Sweet.
Oh, that
okay,
is Kay.
Baby.
Kay up in this motherfucker. Well,
hey,
Kay, how you doing?
Give me some sugar, girl. Give me some sugar, girl.
Good.
Hey,
for every one of y'all.
Miz, oh, shit. Miz IB.
I'm Tiny Tad, loving y'all. And see y'all soon.
Oh, Miz
IB. She's going to yell at us. She's going to call and yell at us.
Uh-oh.
Where's Miss Computer Lady? Help me, honey.
I got you, baby. I got you.
Okay.
Hey, y'all got to talk about 2010. Y'all started, and then y'all went all over everywhere else.
Oh, no, because we just, you know what I'm saying, we pumping it up, you know what I'm saying?
We
leaving
haven't
y'all
sat
mouth
down and
shit.
Talked about it yet, but
that's
I'm
real.
Trying
we
to,
got to sit down.
I'm getting emails for it, but it's like, why are you trying to jump on the bandwagon when you already were supposed to be on this one? And I'm not going to put the person's name on blast, but they know who the fuck they are.
There you go.
And to the person who fucked up my mind saying that Kay was fat, and I'm here expecting some fat-ass chick. And when some fucking hot-ass mama come walking by, I'm like, oh, where's Kay at? Oh, I'm right here. I'm like, oh, hell no.
No, see, she meant P-H-A-T.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Not P-G.
Thank you.
Not
P-I-G.
Not P-I-G. P-H-A-T.
Yeah, it's a difference.
You know what I'm saying?
The spelling. The difference in the spelling, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Tell them, Billy.
But oh, my God, Kay.
Okay.
But, get it. Wait,
yeah.
I'm going to do one of Goofy numbers. Get it right, bitches.
Get it right, bitches.
That's my man. That's how he
said it. Oh, man.
Right.
That's, and shout out to Sweet Soft Lip Kay. Ooh. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, but
I kissed all of you guys. I kissed all of you guys except for Six Figures, and I don't think I kissed Sweet. I don't think, because she stayed with me, so Sweet was with me all the time.
What the fuck you kissing Sweet for? Goddamn it, one number, 2 minutes, that shit.
Tasha has some soft lips. She kissed me the most.
Yeah,
Tasha
she got
soft
half-lips,
yeah.
Don't she?
Yeah, she got the...
But imagine
the
if there's
soft
up there.
Buttermilk.
You got some really
soft
hands.
Are they down there?
Well, Goofy, your hands were really soft on my butt, like you can give a good massage.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. No, that didn't happen. That was my hands, Miss PC. That was my hands.
That was me laying on Goofy's bed.
That was my hands, Miss PC Bone. That was my hands. Yeah, that was my hands, Miss PC Bone. Yeah, that was.
Okay.
That
was, hey, Kay,
let me stop before I get to
a show.
You are so warm blooded, and like it can be freezing outside, and you are still like 110 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So Miss PC, you got something warm, honey.
Yeah, you got something warm coming your way. You got to
wait, and it's winter time too. Ooh,
yeah, he gonna warm you up right.
He with a big bear over here, honey. If you know what I'm talking.
Ooh, I can't wait. Ooh. So I know.
But listen, regardless of where we have it at, all right, this right here was just a real wing it, you know what I'm saying, type deal. I mean. But it's going to take, till next year for us to really plan some shit. And I feel comfortable going back to Vegas. I mean, just because, yeah, if we go back, we need to actually plan shit to physically do together. You know what I'm saying? Like, them motherfucking shows, though, do cost. I mean, that David Blaine shit, whatever the fuck, that shit was $100 and up.
Dang.
The Blue Man Group shit, that shit was $100 and that was $90. And up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have to plan a year in advance for this shit in order for everybody to save enough money just for them shows and shit, man, because that's whole culturally enriched.
It's not all about the shows. It's all about walking that strip and being a fucking tourist. If you've never been out there, trust me, there's millions of things to see.
Yeah, because we only went in a couple of hotels. We didn't even go. We didn't even get to ride the fucking roller coasters like we said we was going to do.
Yeah, son of a bitch. But, you know, see, me and Smelly, we walked half the strip. But every time we would get distracted and we would want to go do something else, it is just so much fun out there, people. That's why I say that we should make it. That's the official place because everything is there. Everything. It's not only one, culture, you know, not one activity you have to do. I mean, there are so many different things. Like, say, if the ladies want to go do this, they could go do that. The guys want to go to strip clubs, they could go do that. You know, it's everything out there.
Yeah. Well, hey, shout out to the personal guys, Kay and Kareem, who... You know, Kay took the females off and let them do they femaleish things, and
the wise one.
And took the fellas around, and we did our fellas things. You know what I'm saying? And then we all came together and boom, hooked up. You know what I'm saying? Kept it real. So
yeah
man, that shit.
No, but the squads out there, we had IB chauffeuring the guys and Kay chauffeuring the women. I mean, that's love right there, people. Shit, if I was IB, I'd be like, motherfucker, I'm tired. I'm going to take you nowhere. But shit, IB was motherfucker calling us when we were sleeping. I know y'all sleeping.
That's real.
Y'all motherfuckers need to get up.
No, people, and we did not have an orgy. I'm going to put that out there because some rumors don't need to get started.
And the way
that motherfuckers hated.
I'm like, come on, no.
Yeah, the way that the emails hated on us now. I don't even want no rumors because we see how sensitive motherfuckers be on this goddamn blog talk shit. So some people are a little too sensitive and can't handle that type of play information. You know what I'm saying? So please, that will not be started. That involves too many people's lives and one married motherfucker. So no, don't even. We came down to do what we came to do, and that was be professional. You know what I'm saying? We came down to be professional, and that's what we did. We was completely professional about what we did, and, yeah, we did some nutball shit, but nobody came down there to take it over the wall. You know what I'm saying? No, hell no.
I did.
It ain't one that
I took it over the wall because I came home with Sweet D Love's hat.
Oh, we got pictures of that, too.
Yeah, bitches, I got proof that the sweet one and I danced, and I had to steal her hat for it. And it's right here in my head.
I got recommend it to you. Oh,
and I came home with some Twizzlers from Florida.
2-pound bag and shit. I wonder where my snacks went. Damn. I wonder where my snacks
went. Hey, but
went.
I'm going to tell you
man?
Something right now, people. We're all friends. It's not we're all right. motherfucking love. We have to go see each other and have sex kind of ordeals.
Thank
so those
you.
Of y'all people, hey, Goofy Bone, he's a little horn dog, and he handles his business because I have my own women.
But he didn't
blow
do nothing nasty.
You know what I mean?
But he respected himself.
I didn't
himself.
Go out there expecting to do Tasha or do Sweet or do any. No, they're my family.
That's right.
And sick motherfuckers only fuck their families. But believe yeah. me, my hand's all over your ass, Kay.
Was like, damn.
Hey, well, you know, we got to be honest now. We got to be 100% honest. We can't leave nothing out. As a group, as a family, we all did fuck Las Vegas because we fucked
the
hell out
of
this
thing.
We did. Yeah, we fucked Las Vegas. Las Vegas
had
it like never before. I think
and
Las Vegas came, it came, it kept coming.
No, for some reason, that sounds so people. Sexual coming from Miss Kay just then. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you something, people. We did destroy Las Vegas because me and Smelly, I told Smelly, let's destroy a sign. And there's a sign off the
oh,
freeway.
My God. They destroyed the 15 North freeway to L.A., y'all. Oh, my goodness. The 15 North, if anybody gets on it off of Tropicana, that's Smelly and Goofy's work. If you live in Vegas,
hell no.
Get
off think y'all seen
they
that.
Fucked the freeway up.
Oh, God.
We ain't think y'all seen that. You know, we were actually trying to help you motherfuckers out because you motherfuckers seem to do better without signs driving around that motherfucker, man. No, no. Motherfucker, they go extra fast at a stoplight and shit like, like, damn. It was two blocks you
hey,
seen the red light.
Miss IB wanted me to give a shout out to everybody. She had to bounce because her computer's acting up and wouldn't let her stay in the chat room.
Oh,
well,
no.
Tell IB the wife we love her.
I be the wife, I be the kids,
oh
I be the kids, everybody, man.
I be the baby.
I be the baby.
Such an adorable little baby.
I be the family, hey. No,
that's real, man. That's real. That's
so,
not I be
so
the
we'll,
fan, man.
So we'll all be on the lookout later for wherever the next one's going to be it Vegas.
No, we're going to talk about it soon so it could get y'all people. We're going to plan it because we got to get everybody to save some motherfucking money because, believe
yeah.
me, Vegas, it is expensive.
And
that's
these
what I'm
are
saying,
contractual
so
agreements. We just going to be some fucking contracts going on up in this bitch here signing and shit.
Hey, I don't blame you. Because
all that at the last minute, and I heard Bootsy Lee say that he wasn't going, so I ain't going to go bullshit hell to the nah. Or Sally Faye said somebody who going there did something, so I ain't going. Nah, man, fuck that. People, if a motherfucker didn't rob you personally, your ass need to motherfucking be there. And that
right.
is it. No feelings, no other in, outside. That shit was so goddamn crazy to me, man, all the shit that
and
I heard.
And you guys
got to
realize that, especially, don't be all talk saying, oh, we all going to do this, and we all going to go eat dinner together, and we all going to be one big family. Well, motherfucker, you ain't even there. How the hell can you say that shit? For real. But I'll tell you one thing. The people I did meet out there, those were my family. Those were the people that took time out of their busy schedules to make
to
this thing happen.
To come and kick it and drive around and make shit happen and just love each other without all that fake shit.
Exactly.
Right.
Kay, you going to send me them pants,
exactly.
though?
What? You want my panties? What?
No, well, I take them, too. And sweet, I take them pants
what
y'all had
say?
On. You know
what did
man?
You say?
Yeah. Them pants, woman, I take the pants you had on. You know what I'm saying?
The ones I made a rip on.
Woo! What I'm talking about, man. Yeah. Just fuck it. Just send the outfit. You know what I mean? I ain't saying I'm aware. I'm gonna hang it up in the closet for memorabilia. Smell it there once in a while. You know.
Just spray a one shirt of perfume, and I just want to smell it before I go to bed. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know,
it
just
might
like,
you know, like,
sorry,
like,
sorry.
My clothes smell like chronic. I want to thank you guys because now my clothes smell like chronic, and I'm going to smell it every time.
Oh,
oh,
I thought you said your pussy smell like chronic. I'm like, I want to hit that.
Oh,
let me hit that. We were family until then, goddammit. It's kissing cousins up in this bitch. Oh, man, what clip is this? All right, the clip I'm putting up is the first clip is just like an introduction to everybody. Basically, is what I'm, you know, first YouTube clip y'all going to see is an introduction of everybody who was there.
Oh, this
you know
is a giant
chat. No, I'm putting this on YouTube. I'm uploading right now. This will be the first official video.
Oh, yeah, you know? Give us the link, too.
Live in Vegas, bitches. Part one.
Oh,
so that's all y'all gonna see. We live in Vegas, bitches. Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 100.
At least.
Yeah.
And even though everybody,
and that's just my
show. Everybody didn't get the opportunity. My mom said send a big shout out to everybody. Also, she met Smelly and she was taken.
I got to meet.
I be the mom.
Yeah,
mom.
And I did the motherfucking happy birthday right there in front of motherfucking face. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy breaking out. Happy, 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 happy,
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, you got
damn right.
Punked by the fucking, that one chick that worked at the, what was the place we were at? The Cheesecake Factory?
Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, the guy got a cheesecake. Oh, man.
Yeah, Smelly got punked by the main chick there.
Oh, okay.
Because he was doing the birthday song, right?
that's one of the best restaurants, Cheesecake Factory. One of the best.
Hey, shout out to Felipe. You know what I'm saying? Who held down
at
this motherfucking
at the,
Yeah, Ellis. I always finna call that bitch Dennis. He had to correct me
that's
again.
Now,
Ellis Island. Shout out to Felipe.
The person said Ellis Island, but in reality, in reality, it was the Immigration Reduction Center.
Yeah,
and we all immigrated to that motherfucker. We sure did. And a great big shout out to Sweet D Love, who was hawking sugar to all the guests in the restaurant.
Oh, believe me, Sweet D knows how to make everybody a part of the fun. I'll tell you that. You know those two grouchy bitches.
Yeah, them all two.
Just about to say that, babe. Thank you.
Scandalous fucking broads that couldn't let Kareem enjoy his birthday.
Punk bitches. You
fuck
punk whores.
Fucking hoe bags.
Punk ass bitch.
You love
yeah,
to get up and throw my motherfucking chicken tenders at you.
Now, I'll offend you, but, you know, I paid money for that dinner. But shit.
Goofy said it out loud. He was like, Goofy said it out loud, and the bitch, her eyes got big. He was like, man, I ain't never met two dumb stuck up bitches and
taking
some of my lights, homie, and
they
were
like,
I didn't think y'all heard that.
Oops. Oops.
Like, oh my God. And then they left after that, like, oh shit.
Yeah, they got mad. They got their fries and they put them in their pockets and they left.
Hey, that was their problem. Shoot. That's
exactly.
Right, you know. Because we were having fun, Miss Computer Lady, and they were bitter, and Sweet kept going over there to talk to them and make them feel a part of the group, and they were acting real standoffish with her, and I didn't
know. Yeah.
You know and what? And Goofy, he's still spoken, so he was like, man, fuck you. I ain't never met two dumb-ass stuck-up bitches in Vegas in my life, homie. He looked right at her. His other bitch eyes got big, like, I can't believe he just said that.
And, yeah, I did. I really did.
Now, you see, that's something, because I still say this, and I said before, for each one that was able to make it to Vegas, you don't know what they had to go through to get there.
Exactly.
Now, if anybody acted stuck up or acted like they didn't know you or anything, you know what? That's their problem.
Man.
No, but for real. For real. Vegas, everybody goes there, and everybody has fun. And
of course,
if you start trying to talk to somebody to get them into your fun, oh, believe me, they're all up for it. But if you could have some, I mean, they look like outsiders, like they were going to assassinate one of us. You know, they had the motherfucking mean mugs saying, okay, you ready to do this? Yeah, I'm ready to do that. Let's go kill these motherfuckers. Like, they had that kind of look.
But
these are women.
But you see, Goofy would have been ready for them because Goofy don't take no stuff. They would have found out. Okay? And they would find out for Smell and I.B. and all of y'all, too. They were like, oh, no, it's on.
Yeah, because Tasha was like, I'll fuck a bitch up.
Oh, man, Miss Tasha was
Miss Tasha
was
a good Australian
man, she was too funny, man. She was.
Hey, I'll tell you something, though. Miss Tasha was.
Tasha was like, fuck that bitch. Like,
American.
Sam.
Check the noise.
Hey, you know, I'm still thinking about while me, Goofy, and Smelly was riding around, and my wife was ready to rip shit up. from these motherfuckers that don't know how to drive.
Oh yeah. Shouts out to defensive driving 105, boy.
Yeah,
Vanilla
Princess.
No, in
that
one.
Hey, not 101, 105. She take. I ain't never been to New York, but I know she drive like a New York driver because she.
Yeah.
I've seen it on the TV, but in live and in person.
That's a whole other story.
They almost had
an
artificial wet spot and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
A great big shout out and apology to that motherfucker who owned the Bronco that I hit in my parking lot.
Oh, hell no. Twice. I mean, once. In the front and back.
You guys want to know something? You want to know how real motherfuckers are? I experienced that rear-ending collision, and I'd be the wise one. And me and him just looked at each other, and he just said, fuck it, it's not mine. He took off.
That shit there was.
But together, me and I'd be bonded, because why? He committed a crime called hit and run, and I accessed to that. So, shit, we homeboys forever.
I'm just waiting for the police to come knocking.
Okay.
Yeah, waiting for the police to come knocking. Shit.
Like, I think you should stay and wait for them to contact your insurance company.
They can knock if they want to. Hey, I get my insurance from that showgirl that we met down there.
Showgirl.
The same showgirl that you took pictures with, Goofy.
Man,
oh, yeah,
I was all silent, like, what?
Yeah, we like, damn, we missed some video. Hold on, shit. I know we were drunk sometimes.
Let me find my footage.
Like, let me check back and see it. Damn, hold on. You know, you put something out there, Ivy. You putting something out there now. Hold on. We got to check that. We got to approve that clip first. You know, we got to prove
hey,
that.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Be honest with you. Miss Computer Lady said I could get away with anything as long as there's no proof. And there's no proof, so I got away with it. Plain and simple.
That's right.
That's it.
No, he just told it. That's what happened.
He was good to hearing it is just a rumor.
That's the truth. Oh, man.
All right, y'all. The first of the 100 part, you know, what you can see in Las Vegas video. You know what I'm saying? It's been posted. Y'all can check that out. You know what I'm saying? 99 more parts
hey,
to go.
Hey, why are you so blurry?
Because I'm on my $5 cam. You know
oh,
what
okay.
I mean? Yeah, I'm on $5 cam. But you seen the tat. So,
mm-hmm.
Everybody seen my motherfucking tat? Is there?
Tatted. Oh, the link. Oh, okay. Let me click on it. Well, I can make it a favorite.
Well, yeah, you can do that. But, yeah, click that and then save that as a favorite. Come be, you know, steadily uploading some more shit, you know. Little clips. You know, just little,
it's
you know, those clips.
Well,
yeah,
I got to put it on pause.
Yeah, little get to know us clips. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see how we was kicking it live in Las Vegas, Nevada, man, from November 5th through the motherfucking 9th. Perfect fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord, for letting all the damn cards, you know what I'm saying, fall in place. And, shit, nobody went gambling in that motherfucker that I knew of. Not putting bets down in that bitch. I mean, yeah, we gambled with a dollar to get us goddamn 100 drinks. But, shit, who lost?
None of y'all, because y'all had
who was the real winner? Shit, who was the motherfucker real winner that? Yeah, I think it was me. Yeah, I was fucked up. But I was fucked up. My dog, Aunt Dog, say he can't call in, but people, you know, we do be live right here, 347-237-5125. Normally, each and every day from 2 p.m. Well, damn, I'm on Goofy Owl. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we take that motherfucker back-to-back to 186-point Deuce Land, you know what I'm saying, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And we hold it down. Look out for the $2 hodl, 186-point Deuce mixtape. You know what I'm saying? It is now in Tampa streets. We are pushing that shit down here. It's floated through Pennsylvania. It got dumped off to some cute white chick at the airport, Ant Dog. And later on this evening, it will be distributed to a couple of artists at the TampaRap.com. So if you check out TampaRap.com, you will see the mixtape being held up by somebody in that motherfucker, because I will make sure they represent. Yeah, nope. And that's how we do. So, yeah, man. And the artist is officially smashed, fucking with, you know, the Trilateral. So it went down Trilateral style. Big up to the whole Trilateral Commission, because it was down there all there. The exception of Sadie J and Miss Mouse. You know.
Yeah, how's she doing?
But, yeah, I ain't heard or seen her in a minute. Well, you have to call me back, Flavor. There you go. Everybody want to call during the goddamn show, Al. But it's all good. Everybody want to be on, but they don't want to be on. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I gave you. I just sent a text message out with the goddamn show number that said, call me live on the show. A motherfucker called me on my cell phone. Bitch, this ain't live. You on my cell phone. I called him like, goddamn, it's early, and I just tell you, I'm going to call you back. Right, sorry, people. Motherfucker keep calling me and shit. You know, nigga been gone. You know, the whole weekend, yeah, like shit done, Tampa fell or something. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate that love. Damn, you ain't going to pick up, nigga. I'm going to send you a voicemail, man. You going to answer one, huh? You ain't answering shit. That's what I'm going to do, answer that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, people. You guys can copy all you want, but you'll never have the fucking fun like we will. And I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Man, bruh.
Even with John C. Sweet. And Miss Computer, Miss Fly Lady, fucking dissing us. We still had the ball in time. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. $300 a night for our room, and
we got it on video.
Everything. Thank you, Blog Talk.
We got it on video. So, shouts out to my little homie. You know what I'm saying? That was holding the ship down. Appreciate it, Tim. You know what I'm saying? Holding the ship down while we was gone. He kept the bitch all dirty and shit, but you know it's all good. And we had a great time, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the past.
I'm
going to
go call the psychic hotline. They'll know what to do.
Yeah, call the psychic hotline, bitches.
Shouts out to them.
When you do, mention our name, the Trilateral Commission, and you'll get one free card reading. It could be a joker. It could be a queen. It could be an ace. Who knows? But if they pick a lucky number two, you get to win $10,000 courtesy of the Trilateral Commission. So call the psychic hotline, bitches.
Call it.
Get that cash that we never got.
Hey, you know, get in there. Since you know, I want to play everybody who's actually there.
Well, hold on. Before you do that, let me say goodbye to everybody. Goodbye, y'all. I love y'all. Yeah, you got to throw me off the motherfucking shit.
We love you too, baby.
Love you, Goofy.
Like I said, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to have a show. And I'll be free
tonight
on the West Coast.
That's tonight?
What time?
No. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah,
or
that's
should
time.
I?
So that's 3 o'clock.
I'm saying today?
Yeah, today. That's the 186 point deuce, not the Goofy Bone one. The Goofy Bone will be on tonight, but the 186 point deuce will be on at 3 o'clock today.
His time. This is about our time.
Or, no, actually, no, I'm sorry. 4. 4, so that'll be 7.
Oh,
okay.
Just look for it, people. Y'all know what to do. Beam my ass up out here, Smelly.
I
got to
do
brother.
A hard beam because I got to beam on 347 and beam on 408. This is a hard beam, people. Y'all hold on. Here we go.
Who's on 408?
That's you, babe.
Oh, okay. Well. Beam my ass out. I'm just going.
Yay!
Yay!
What's up?
All right, man. Beam everybody the fuck
off. Hey, go ahead.
He's out, Goof. Much love, brother.
Love you, people. Bye.
That's real. 347, you was live in the building on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
Nothing, man.
Okay.
Who's that?
I was trying to figure out. Miss Gig-a-Lot, how you doing? Hello, whoever doing the dishes in the background.
That's my ass. I'm putting dishes up, man.
Oh, well, shit. You just got damn sitting there. We bringing you in this motherfucker. You just laughing and shit. Like, you ain't on the show or something.
No, I'm laughing because somebody else called and you're like, hello, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Not bad. Okay, we had to bring her back up in here. Who the fuck is this? This Kay?
Me. Me.
Who's me? I be?
I be.
Okay.
Us?
Each has our different.
Our. What the fuck is our? All right, y'all. Look, had a great time. I want to feature somebody else. I ain't had the time to put the damn six figures up here yet, but that's why I played the sexy size. You know what I'm saying? Played Miss Mo Blue. You know what I'm saying? One of our artists, hot artists that was up there. You know what I'm saying? Representing. And then we got a chance to meet this brother right here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and show some love to him. Shouts out to Jersey the King. Half a middle finger to motherfucking Pedro, who did it right the first time but then fucked us the second. But still love you, dog. You know, appreciate the hookup. And it was nice meeting you. Yeah, good info. So this is Jersey the King, y'all. This is UK Have It Your Way. You know what I'm saying? New album coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all look out for that. Until then, we're going to keep smashing these tracks. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. It's the Starship Smelly Prize coming right back. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take our last comments and everything. You know, shout out to your people. Show your love. Do whatever you got to do. And then 6 p.m., y'all, we're going in the motherfucking Goofy Bone. me something. Does this make sense? Let me just see if this makes sense. Tune in to the funniest show, talking about our trip in Las Vegas this past weekend. Show starts at 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this one. Call 347-237-5125 and talk to me live. DJ smells so good. I mean, is that Spanish or something? Can people just not understand that? I mean, why would you call me on my goddamn phone when I put another phone number for you to even call? But you don't call that number. All right. Anyways, people, this is 4 minutes left to the show. We're going to go ahead, give everybody the chance to send out their shots out, much love and all that. And before I do that, I just want to, send shouts out love to everybody who came, man. If you came on the trip, it was a pleasure meeting you. You know what I'm saying? I had the best fucking time I had in ages, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? I got to go old school, in ages. So, it's been a pleasure. And I'm damn sure looking forward to the next one. I'm going to be stacking my goddamn paper if it take me $20 a day, to get ready for that shit. Because I know what's going down. Let me beam everybody back up in this motherfucker real quick. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the shizzo. And wait a minute. Let me make sure. I got to hit the super strong beam, y'all. I had to try that hard and bring everybody back up in this mofo. Damn, I still ain't bring everybody up in. Hold on. Let me try that one more time. Everybody in?
Yeah.
1-9-702. Okay, we all up in here.
Oh,
who's second 702?
This is not be the wise one.
No, it's 2-7-0-2.
Live in a living
line.
Color, bringing it to you from the big,
oh, that's
bad cool. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, yay. That's Kate right there. Okay, I got to lock you in, too. I thought I had your number. I didn't have your number.
Okay.
Not this in. This ain't your mama number. It's, I don't want to call your mama.
Get your ass up out of here. Out of here. I ain't with my mother in a year.
Oh, man. That ain't got nothing to do with living with her. You just using her number and shit. My calls. Mama, I'm going to keep my numbers forwarded to your house. Niggas be stalking.
That's that clone number.
Why you be telling motherfuckers you fat and shit? You got stalkers. We ain't finna go there, though. We ain't finna go there. Because I know. Oh, I know. I've seen it in person, the motherfuckers slobbing on the cam and shit. So, yeah. I know the truth. But starting at the top, go ahead and run it. You got 2 minutes to do your thing.
Okay, look.
Well, don't take up the whole 2 minutes, though.
Okay.
419, go ahead, run it. You first.
Oh, you didn't say anything. Hi, everybody. Miss Computer Lady, love y'all. Tune in this Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be interviewing one of the BTR host, DJ F, from over on the East Coast, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard
Uncle
Time.
Earth.
Make sure you tune in. And love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And we
I'll
love you.
Love you.
I'll be the wise one, live and living color, Las Vegas, Nevada, coming at you one time, two times, and three times. Check me out Sunday, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, Whisper Out Loud, where I will be featuring from Boston, Massachusetts, Jay City, doing his thing the way you do.
All right, last but not least, Miss Pretty Hot and Tempting K.
This is Pretty Hot and Tempting, a.k.a. K from the Ken Kareem Show, every 9:30 Pacific Standard Time, every Wednesday on Sin City Sex Radio. Me and Kareem hold it down and get very, very disrespectful, but the show is all love. It's only entertainment, people. Don't get your feelings hurt.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't see how they come to my show, shit. Y'all come to my show. I don't see why you wouldn't be going to her show, because, shit. I don't know, but hey, it's much love, man, and it has been a pleasure meeting y'all, hanging out, on a real level, a lot of people do this internet shit just to meet up and fuck, I was never looking forward to that, honestly. I was just looking forward to, hanging out with some beautiful people, that I ain't never met before, where we all have talked like we know each other, through this radio show. So
that's right.
That was my whole purpose of going down, and I got way more than I bargained for, And it was a blessing. So that is what's up, definitely.
Yep.
And people,
God,
y'all need to look out.
They're safe and back.
Yeah, that's real. Shouts out to Miss Tasha XXX, my co-host. I'm tatted for another couple of days, goddammit. And it goes down. it goes
down. Damn chain.
It goes down. People, don't get drunk off of Four Locos and take your ass around any tattoo parlors or piercings, goddamn it. You never know what the fuck you'll come out with. Shit. Good thing I ain't put asshole like the damn white dude. Hey, what is he getting on there? He's getting asshole. Oh, cool. He looks like an asshole. Fuck you, Crackle. I come and kick your motherfucking ass. The fuck you mean I look like an asshole? Put your ass out of here. Anyways, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to that asshole said that. But his wife thought otherwise. Yeah, because she damn sure kept staring down the chocolateness and wanted to get her a couple of licks of the popsicle.
That's right.
You know? But somebody already got a free lick. So, ow, check the videos, goddammit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Y'all check the video.
Y'all
check the DVD. That's all I can tell you. Check the DVD. It's exclusive. It's going down. It went down. It is the official BTR host trilateral reunion. Yeah, we got to wrap all that up in it. You know what I'm saying? And November 5th through the 9th, man. And we out of here, people. 6 o'clock. Tune back in. We'll have some more fun, man.
Peace.
Damn.
Peace.
Yeah.
$2
holler. What's up? Oh, yeah, the $2 holler. Y'all don't forget that. $2 holler all the way from Florida to Cali, baby, and back. You know what I'm saying? That's how we doing
it.
When you go who?
I said get with it or forget it.
Oh, know that. Did you get your CD before we left? You got some music?
Yes. Yes, I listened to one of yours last night, the Las Vegas one. It's hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That bitch there, that's club mix. If y'all ain't get that, my bad. Make sure I send that to you and get y'all mix. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
But
that was live at Coco's Lounge, where I will be DJing that tonight for TampaRap.com and all the indie artists that I support. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going down. Make sure y'all show up. We're at the Coco's Lounge right off of Hillsborough 40th Street. And we do karaoke till 11 o'clock. And then we rep for the indie artists. After, yes, karaoke. Yes,
karaoke.
Them up. Yes.
Hey. That's after karaoke, now y'all too busy choking.
I want to carry a hand and choke some of the motherfuckers out. But hey, that's what karaoke is all about. So fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out of here, people. I gotta get some rest. I have to get some rest. I haven't been to sleep.
Get some rest.
That's where I'm heading. Yeah, man. Before I crash out tonight. And, Kay, I got you locked in, and I'll hit you up a little later on.
Okay.
And that's definitely what Diamond is.
I beat.
Yes, yes.
Please call, leave your number on my voicemail. I tried to call that number back, and somebody keeps talking about Ohio, England. So call me and leave your number.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
Las Vegas.
That's my alter ego.
Gone wild, 2009, bitches. And matter of fact, let me end this with an appropriate song, because this is what the fuck we did while we was there. We made it goddamn rain in motherfucking Las Vegas, and I don't mean with raindrops, I mean with love. Peace out, people.
Right.
It's going
one.
Down.
Bye.
Yeah.
Vinny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain.
What? And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to. She can be my Sade. I wanna make a Sade.
So clean,
so
your girl
clean.
On my D, she wanna join the team. That's why I see a lot of people ain't no me.
Come back,
what's next?
What's
drop
next?
That ass on the floor for me, get wet.
Log
get
on.
Up.
Yeah.
tone. I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows y'all they coming from the gold. Whoa, Penny on the beach, we murking these streets. All and right. Don't you try to sneak me, I got my head up. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
Get low.